You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 341, covering week 46, November 13th to 19th, 2023. Red Hat released Enterprise Linux 9.3. The last branch of RHEL 8.9 is expected to be updated on November 15th. Ready-made installation images are available for registered users of Red Hat Customer Portal to evaluate functionality. The release is formed for x86-64, S390X, PPC64LE, and ARCH64, ARM64. Alma Linux 9.3 is out, synchronized with the new release of Red Hat Enterprise Linux 9.3. Installation images are prepared for x86-64, ARM64, PPC64LE, and S390X architectures in the form of bootable, minimum, and full image ISOs. Live builds with GNOME, KDE, Mate, and XFCE are to be formed, as well as images for the Raspberry Pi boards, containers, and cloud platforms. FlatHub published an informal version of the Vivaldi browser in Flatpak format, prepared by one of the company's employees. The unofficial status of the package is due to various factors. So far, there is no complete certainty that the spec hopper Chromium at launch in the Flatpak environment will be quite secure. If there are no special problems found, the package will be transferred to official status. The appearance of Vivaldi builds in Flatpak format allows you to expand the ability to install the browser in various distributions without the need to prepare specialized packages. Also, despite the unofficial status, Vivaldi developers will process error messages on this version on an equal basis with all others to quickly make the necessary corrections. Wireshark 4.2 stable is out. Wireshark 4.2 is the first edition formed under the auspices of the Wireshark Foundation, which will now oversee the development of the project. The project code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. Handbrake 1.7.0 was published, a release of a tool for multi-threaded transcoding of video files from one format to another. The program is available in two versions, running in command line mode and in the form of a GUI interface. The project code is written in C and is distributed under a GPL license. Binary builds are prepared for Linux as Flatpak, macOS, and Windows. The program can recode video from Blu-ray/DVD discs, copies of video_TS directories, and any files that are supported by LibAV format and LibAV codec libraries from FFmpeg. Output files can be generated as WebM, MP4, and MKV, video codecs AV1, H.265, H.264, MPEG-2, VP9, and Theora can be used for video encoding, and audio formats AAC, MP3, AC-3, FLAC, Vorbis, and Opus can be used. The Blender Foundation has published the free 3D modeling application Blender 4.0, suitable for solving various tasks related to 3D modeling, 3D graphics, computer game development, simulation, rendering, compositing, tracking of movements, sculptural modeling, animation, and video editing. The code is distributed under the GPL license. The finished builds are formed for Linux, Windows, and macOS. Blender 3.3 and 3.6 continue to be maintained until September 2024 and June 2025, respectively. EuroLinux 9.3 was released, prepared by reassembling the source code of Red Hat Enterprise Linux 9.3 and remaining fully binary compatible with it. EuroLinux 9 will be supported until 30th of June 2032. Installation images of boot, AppStream, and full were prepared for download. EuroLinux builds are distributed both on a paid subscription and for free. Both options are identical, made simultaneously, include a full set of system capabilities, and allow for updates, but the paid subscription provides technical support services, access to errata files, and the possibility of using additional packages, including load balancers, with high availability and offering reliable storage. OpenWRT 23.05.2 was updated. OpenWRT 23.05.1 was never released due to the detection of an error. OpenWRT supports many different platforms and architectures and has an assembly system that allows you to easily and conveniently produce cross-compiling, including various components in the build, which allows you to easily form a ready-made firmware or disk image with the desired set of preset packages. The builds are presented for 36 target platforms. Linux 6.6 core has been named LTS. Updates for the 6.6 branch will be available until at least December 2026, but there is a possibility the term will be extended to 6 years and support will last until December 2029. BFSense 2.7.1 has been published, a compact distribution for the creation of firewalls and network gateways. The distribution is based on FreeBSD with the MonoWall project and actively uses PF and AltQ. An ISO image for AMD 64 is available for download. The distribution is managed through a web interface. Captive Portal, NAT, VPN, and PPPoE can be used to organize user release in a wired and wireless network. A wide range of capacity limiting, filtering, and creating fault-tolerant CARP-based configurations is supported. Authorization by local user account as well as through Radius and LDAP are supported. Oracle Linux 9.3 has been released, fully compatible with RHEL 9.3. To download without restrictions, installation images are offered prepared for the x86-64 and ARM64 architectures. Oracle Linux 9 allows unlimited and free access to the Yum repository with binary update packages, with bug fixes and security updates. Oracle Linux further offers its own unbreakable Enterprise Kernel 7 Update 2, based on the Linux 5.15 kernel and optimized for working with industrial software and Oracle equipment. The source code of the kernel, including the breakdown into separate patches, are available in the public Oracle Git repository. The unbreakable Enterprise kernel is installed by default, an alternative to the RHEL kernel package. It provides a range of advanced features such as dtrace integration and improved ButterFS support. Canonical has announced the readiness of their MicroCloud Toolkit, which allows you to quickly deploy computing clusters and cloud systems on its hardware with a shared distributed data storage and a secure virtual network. The toolkit is designed as a snap, including the components necessary for the management of the cluster node operation. Commercial technical support for MicroCloud-based solutions is provided within the Ubuntu Pro service, but those who can do without support can use the tools without restrictions. The project is written in the Go language and distributed under the AGPL 3.0 license. The toolkit is not tied to Ubuntu and can be used in any distributions that can run the Snap toolkit. It is also possible to create clusters based on systems that use the atomically updated Ubuntu Core OS. In addition to creating working clusters and private cloud systems, the tools are also suitable for quick experiments on developer systems. For example, MicroCloud can be used to simulate a cluster on a developer's laptop, testing developed cloud applications, experimenting with new technologies, or simulating complex infrastructures. Trix 3.0, developing an open game engine which can be used instead of the proprietary shooter engine from the Tomb Raider game, has been published. Trix significantly expands on the capabilities of the original engine. A new interface in the PS1 style has been added, and the ability to scale, improve window mode, added visual effects, support for changes in the field of vision, and position of the camera are also added. You can also look around while running and look up or down during jumps. The rendering system has been significantly upgraded and the game process expanded, and many of the original errors have been eliminated. The engine code is written in C and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. To launch, you need to have game resources from Tomb Raider 1. The new release implements support for the Linux platform and adds a debugging console for developers, the ability to choose between original and developed enthusiast sets of levels, and support for bonus game levels opened when finding secrets. They reduce the load on the CPU in the frame drawing scheduling code also. The free vector graphic editor Inkscape 1.3.1 was updated. The editor provides flexible drawing tools and provides support for reading and saving images in SVG, Open Document Drawing, DXF, WMF, EMF, SK1, PDF, EPS, PostScript, and PNG formats. Ready-made Inkscape builds are prepared for Linux as AppImage, Snap, and Flatpak, Mac OS, and Windows. An update to the last branch of Red Hat Enterprise Linux 8.9, which is accompanied in parallel with the RHEL 9.x branch and will be supported until at least 2029. Installation builds are prepared for x86-64, S390X, PPC-64LE, and ARCH64 architectures, but are available for download only to registered Red Hat customer portal users. Also use CentOS Stream 9 ISO images and free RHEL builds for developers. As with the RHEL 9 branch, the RHEL 8 RPM packages are not distributed publicly through the CentOS Git repository, but remain available to the company's customers through a closed section of the site on which the user agreement, EULA, is enforced that prohibits data redistribution. The source code can be found in the CentOS Stream repository, but it is not completely synchronized with RHEL, and it does not always match the latest versions of the packages. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information at nitzmoss.com. I'll see you next week.